Well, boys and girls, the verse that I would leave with you is found in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 26 and the verse 4, where we read, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And see that last expression, everlasting strength. If you have a Bible that has a margin, there'll be a wee number beside that. And it'll say, Hebrew, rock of ages. That's the literal interpretation of it. The Lord is the rock of ages. And I want to speak about the rock of ages this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there was a hymn writer, and he was called Augustus Toplady. And he wrote a hymn called Rock of Ages. And it's based on this verse, because he knew the Hebrew of this verse. He knew what the expression meant. The reason he began to write that hymn was he was in a storm. And it came down suddenly and it came down fiercely. He was walking from his village. And at the time he was near some cliffs. And he actually was able to run up into the cliffs. And in the cliffs there's a big cleft in the rock. Very unusual. Maybe it was done during an earthquake or something. He was able to get inside, and it was like a kind of a cave. And he was sheltered from the rain and the storm and the lightning. And he was very, very glad of that. He was just a young minister. He's only 23 or 24 years of age. He had a poetic gift. And he was thinking about the storms of life. He was thinking about the wrath of God. He was thinking about the fiery judgment. And how this cave was like a shelter, this rock. And he thought about how it was cleft, how it was split open, just for him to run into. And he found a bit of card that was in the cave, and he had a pen, and he noted down the opening words of that hymn that we all know and sing. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flow, be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. And whenever he wrote that hymn and we got it published later on, he called it a hymn, a prayer for the dying, even for the dying of the holiest believer. Even the holiest believer, he said, because even the holiest believer is just a sinner. And even when the holiest believer comes to die, he's not going to trust in his works. He's not going to trust in how good he is or what he's done for God. But he's just going to trust in the Lord, the rock of ages. The rock of ages. And so he said, it was one of his favorite hymns. He sung it often himself. Rock of ages, cleft for me. And you may wonder, well, how was the Lord cleft for us? He's a rock of ages. How could he be cleft asunder for us? Well, the Lord became man, and he lived in this world, and he died on the cross. And that's what happened at the cross. There was darkness, there was a great earthquake, and the Lord Jesus died for our sins. His hands were wounded, his feet were wounded, his side was wounded, and there came out blood and water. He was cleft. You remember whenever Moses smote the rock with his rod? The rod of God. It split in two and the water came out. And the Lord Jesus Christ was smitten for us upon the cross. When he bore our sins and the blood and the water came out. And that's what cleanses us from our sins. And that's what saves us. So that's the meaning. And that's the story behind that hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me.